Georgia Stilwell of Kashina says she's joining the Fort Bragg protest because her son is there, and she believes he's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder after serving a year in Iraq.
Just important to me to be out there and be where my son is right now. I feel my son has had a lot of lies told to him, and he has not come back the same. And it's important for me to stand up and say enough is enough, not our children, not their children, but meaning Iraqi children. Enough death.
Stilwell's son may soon be ordered back to Iraq, so she's joined a group of military families calling for the troops to be pulled out. The Fort Bragg protest has sparked harsh criticism from a group of Iraq War veterans who oppose the way the war is being waged. Paul Rykoff of the group Operation Truth says the protest at the base encourages the public to blame the warriors instead of the policymakers.
If you want to stop the war in Iraq, you should go to the place where the people have control to do that, and that would be in Washington. Soldiers at Fort Bragg cannot change their mind and say they're not going. That would be it would be illegal. They would go to jail. I think it's a really insensitive move. Rallying against the war at Fort Bragg is like protesting cows if you don't like McDonald's. It's really just putting your energy in the wrong place.
Organizers of the Fort Bragg protest also include some returned Iraq War veterans. They say their goal is to support soldiers who oppose the war, not blame them for the carnage it's caused. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.